You're listening to the Sunday Alive podcast, brought to you by BlessedSacramentTeens.org, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, our youth minister, J. Gregory Curran.
Hello, Podiance. Welcome to the Sunday Alive podcast. Today, we are studying and praying through the scripture readings that will be proclaimed this Sunday at Mass. It's the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Jesus. It's great to be Catholic. There are so many things and beliefs and traditions that make us Catholic. But it's all about the Eucharist, man. The Eucharist is something else. I mean that literally. It is something else. I personally know quite a few converts to Catholicism, and there are countless conversion stories of saints and scholars whose conversion story involves embracing and understanding the Eucharist. That is really not that surprising. If you really understand the Eucharist, of course you would be Catholic. Today we celebrate this great feast to celebrate it and behold this beautiful gift from God. In the first reading from Deuteronomy, we hear Moses' farewell speech. It was as if Moses sat down and said, let me tell you a few things before I die. In this reading, we are reminded again that man does not live by bread alone, and of God's faithfulness, and how God provided for his people. But Moses reminds the people that God not only provided physical nourishment in the form of manna, the bread from heaven, but he provided his enduring presence with them. God was always taking care of the Israelites when they were out in the desert. The Jews literally had to depend on God for their daily bread. In the Our Father prayer, we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Now, that's not referring to manna. It's even more than Eucharist. It's asking God to give us the understanding that we should be constantly dependent on him. The line, if written today, might be, "Lord, help us to be dependent on you and you alone on our daily basis." Now, that's a powerful prayer. Be careful what you pray for. If you really believe it, that means that you give up total control of your life and let God be in charge. This Sunday's responsorial psalm is, "Praise the Lord, Jerusalem." Jerusalem was seen as heaven on earth, or the heavenly city. At the heart of it was the temple, where people went to encounter and touch God. Eucharist is that foretaste of heaven on earth today. When you head into church on Sunday, get ready to have a foretaste of heaven, to experience God in a very unique and intimate way at Mass. We are actually worshiping alongside the angels. In the second reading, St. Paul is writing to the Corinthians. Now, Paul, as you know, was not in the upper room. In fact, he was not a Christian until years after Pentecost. St. Paul is reminding them that he was handed on this tradition. Paul was taught about the real presence in the Eucharist, that the Eucharist is real flesh and the true food and true drink. Now, some people say, Catholics take that line out of context. That's not really what Jesus meant. Eucharist is just a symbol. That's not what Jesus meant when he said that. Even St. Paul, writer of half of the New Testament, the greatest missionary in history, proclaims with total clarity in his letters to the Corinthians that he himself believes in the real presence in the Eucharist. He was obedient and humbled to the oral tradition that was handed on to him and modeled to him by the apostles, and then he handed it on to others, including us. And that's one of the reasons why these readings from Corinthians this week are so important for what we teach in terms of the Eucharist as a Catholic Church. This week's gospel reading is called the Bread of Life Discourse. In John 6, Jesus says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven." It does not get more clear than that. But still, the Jews ask, "How can this man give us his flesh?" And literally, some people walk away because this is such a difficult thing to accept. But Jesus does not mince words, and he doesn't chase after them. He doesn't speak allegorically or even metaphorically. Jesus is speaking truth. In fact, out of all the words he could have used in Greek, Jesus chose the Greek word sardis, that literally means flesh. This is not something that Jesus was using as an allusion. He was speaking the truth. Our church does not say, "Well, if you believe that Eucharist is real, it is, or if you don't, then it isn't." That's not how it works. Either the Eucharist is what he says it is, his body and blood, either the Eucharist is Jesus, or it's not. There really is no third option. You can buy something called a red letter Bible. The actual words of Jesus are printed in red. If it's red, it was said by Jesus. So, if Jesus said, "This is my body, this is my blood," I'm going to believe it. At one time, we relied on God to provide us bread from heaven just to live. Now we are given bread, the Eucharist, from heaven to prepare us and help us to live forever. Now, because of this pandemic, we have been separated from the Eucharist and gathering together as a faith community. That is no longer true. Run to Mass this weekend. May Almighty God bless you this week, and remember, you are loved.
The Sunday Alive podcast is brought to you from your friends at BlessedSacramentTeens.org.